It's back to the books for school kids around the Bay, and recent graduates are out looking for work. In San Francisco, if you're between the ages of 16 and 24, your chances are pretty grim. Young people here are three times more likely to be unemployed than the rest of the population. It's so bad here and across the country that The Economist magazine recently referred to young people as Generation Jobless. Last year, City Hall decided this is a problem that needs major attention. San Francisco invests about $15 million on workforce development for youth throughout the year. And this year, one of the most successful programs is expanding. Angela Penny has our story.
In January of 2012, President Barack Obama called upon mayors across the country to create jobs for youth in their cities. San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee listened.
And so today, we're kicking off San Francisco Summer Jobs Plus, a partnership to create more than 5,000 high-quality summer jobs and paid internships for our young people with a focus on at-risk and disconnected youth in our city.
There's a lot of things that kids can offer. I think they have a lot of upside to being in the workforce.
Aaron Yen works with young people at the YMCA in the Excelsior, one of San Francisco's most ethnically diverse districts. The Y hosts one of six neighborhood centers funded by the city, where local kids can get career counseling.
It gives them a more realistic picture of what life can be and what life is and how hard it is to make a wage, and also gives them an opportunity to earn something. It teaches them the value of a dollar.
Yen and his team worked with about 100 young people this summer, teaching them computer skills, prepping them to get a job, and exploring work possibilities around the city. Things like gardening in city parks to working at the new exploratorium. Yen says a lot of kids he sees fall into trouble because they just don't know how to find work.
Young people committing violent crimes against each other, a whole bunch of stuff. So, and that's kind of one way to divert them, is to put them into something constructive opposed to, you know, not having anything to do and maybe getting mixed up with the wrong crowd.
Either you want to or you don't. Either you want to get up and be motivated or just sit around and do nothing or hang on the corner or something like that, which is easy to do.
22-year-old Cavassier Hill lives in Sunnydale, a housing project on the south side of the city. He found a job with the Parks Department through Arriba Juntas, one of about 30 nonprofits funded through Summer Jobs Plus, learning things
like how to keep a job and what you need to maintain that job. So that's being on time, motivated, ready to do anything, and ready to tackle any challenges.
Far away from the Excelsior in the busy financial district, other young people are taking those skills further. About 50 interns are getting paid to sit around tables in a conference room and talk about managing their money. This is another aspect of Summer Jobs Plus. It's a weekly class run by the United Way's MatchBridge, an organization that links youth with jobs in the private sector. Director Matt Poland says young people found jobs with businesses ranging from The Melt to Airbnb to Wells Fargo.
We just had Starbucks in this week, who gave conditional offers to 18 young folks out of about 29 that showed up, which is a great rate to have.
19-year-old Alexis Hunter got a position with mobile payment company Square.
It's a serious opportunity, especially for people that don't have this type of access in certain areas.
Hunter, who went to high school in San Francisco's Fillmore District, has been getting paid jobs and internships through MatchBridge for 3 years.
You get connected with all types of people in all different levels and areas, and it's a great way to see what the workforce is like.
Which is great for her, but
it's very competitive, a lot of people.
This summer, the MatchBridge internship received 300 applications for 76 slots. That means three-quarters of applicants were turned away. To serve more people, San Francisco Summer Jobs Plus program is expanding into the school year. Excelsior District Jobs Counselor Matthew Snope says they'll have to change the name.
Maybe SF after-school jobs or weekend jobs or job shadows or internships or volunteering. But we definitely want it to be something that is year-round because, you know, eventually students will graduate and then they're in the workforce and they're facing the real world.
Last year, San Francisco's Summer Jobs Plus program served about 5,200 youth. This year, Mayor Lee called for 6,000. The city will announce the number of young people who found jobs through the program later this month. In San Francisco, I'm Angela Penny for Cross Currents.